brothers and sisters, mis hermanos y hermanas, mis frères et messieurs. Welcome to the people's side, a true representation of the people, not the system. Imagine what the world would have looked like had government listened to the people, the millions who marched against war in the spring of 2003. Over a million people would be alive today in Iraq, Afghanistan, in Pakistan, and Somalia. Imagine that. We gather today in the spirit of those millions who marched against war and empire then. We march now against these same forces, against NATO and more imperial war. We march again in the spirit of the more than a million now dead in these imperial adventures. Wars for oil and influence that have sent millions of people to exile and into refugee camps far from the land of their mothers. We march to build a better future than this wretched present, this eternal banker's holiday. We are the people. Somos el pueblo. Say no to NATO. Welcome to the people's side. Welcome to the beginning of the end of empire.
That was Mumia Abu-Jamal, who is currently on death row in the United States for killing a police officer in 1982, a crime which he and his lawyers claim he did not commit. His trial has notably been fraught with violations of his right to a fair trial, largely due to racial biases within the police and judicial systems. My name is Erin Hudson, and myself, along with four other student journalists from the McGill Daily and Concordia University's The Link newspaper, traveled to Chicago to cover the protests surrounding the NATO summit in Chicago, Illinois. The audio we'll listen to in this segment was recorded on May 22nd. The majority of world leaders and delegates attending the NATO summit began to arrive in the city on Saturday afternoon, with the main meeting taking place on Sunday. Abu-Jamal's pre-recorded statement began a series of speeches before the May 22nd march on the NATO summit. Here are some clips from these speeches.
Millions of people are familiar with NATO's records of crimes over the last years in the Balkans, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya, to just name a few. At summits like the one here in Chicago, they are planning the creation of a new kind of NATO, even more ruthless, aggressive, and dangerous. The struggle against NATO, against imperialist wars, against occupations and dictatorships, in defense of the Arab Revolution, in solidarity with Palestine, in defense of the right of people to self-determination, is a global one. In these times of severe economic crises, their war machine is more dangerous than ever. For example, threatening war on Iran to protect their profits. And in such times of austerity, it becomes even more important to organize and fight for our needs and not more fuel for the war machine. But you, our friends in the U.S., are the ones who are struggling in the belly of the beast. It is a hard struggle, but it is a struggle worth fighting. The anti-war movement in the U.S. is the one that can stop the leading force of the war machine. We salute your mobilization against the NATO summit, and we send you our solidarity from Greece. Antonis Devanalis. While the warmongers of the global 1% talk about their war in Afghanistan, we also want to talk about the war at home and the war that's going on here. To help do that, next we have Crystal Vance Guerra of Occupy El Barrio. Crystal of South Chicago is an organizer with Occupy El Barrio and a youth leader in the immigrant rights struggle. Give it up for Crystal.
Bienvenidos a todos de Chicago. We are living in a time in which war is synonymous with profit, as is poverty, imprisonment, and privatization. In this time, when war is not wrong, when greed is disguised as austerity, fascism as security, invasion as peace, when justice and our rights are conditional, we must define for ourselves what kind of world we want to live in. To occupy is to reclaim. We must reclaim the struggle that brought us to this moment and move it forward. Let's take back the vacant homes. Let's take back our public schools. conscience has always been ours. Today, when existence equals resistance, our presence here is a rejection of all wars, local and global, political, economic, and social. We stand here today, together, united across the world, to show that we, the people, can create, that we, the people, are the change and the difference, and we will not be stopped.
A NATO researcher addressed some of the major issues world leaders and delegates were discussing throughout the summit and throughout the course of the day on Sunday.
The NATO summiteers who have been eating at the five-star restaurants and getting their limousine-driven tours of the city will announce in their summit declaration tomorrow three major issues. One of them is applauding the carnage in Afghanistan, which has lasted for over 10.5 years, epitomized by the brutal murder of 17 Afghan women and children in Kandahar province in March. You want an image of what NATO stands for? That's it. They are going to announce the so-called interim capacity for NATO's missile shield, so-called. That is an interceptor missile system, which is going to be a global, potentially first strike missile system. It's going to be the realization of Ronald Reagan's Star Wars once they move it into space. Not only is NATO a threat to this planet, it's a threat even beyond this planet. It needs to be abolished.
Various actions have been taking place leading up to the NATO summit and the march on Sunday. Several issues were brought up and highlighted throughout the course of these actions, notably the war in Afghanistan, as well as the treatment of veterans coming home back to the United States. Sunday's march was organized to be led by American veterans from the organization Veterans for Change.
And I would ask everyone here in the audience to respect them leading our march because they have contributed the most to these wrong wars. They've been totally screwed. And our Iraq veterans are very, very conscious of the fact that there are people more than themselves who have been harmed by these wars, and that's, of course, the peoples of Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and every other country this president and his predecessor has invaded.
Veterans for Change works alongside another organization called Afghans for Peace. The two organizations have been reportedly working together for about 2 years. I did speak with some demonstrators who spoke out against the emphasis that was placed on the presence of veterans both in front of the march and throughout the day. However, unfortunately, I don't have any interviews to air on that subject. The veterans were in front of the crowd on Sunday that was marching towards the NATO Summit Convention Center at McCormick Place in downtown Chicago. The veterans were marching to give back their medals that they'd received from NATO.
They will tell us why they chose to return their medals to NATO. I urge you to honor them by listening to their stories. Nowhere else will you hear from so many who fought these wars about their journey from fighting a war to demanding peace. Some of us killed innocents. Some of us helped in continuing these wars from home. Some of us watch our friends die. Some of us are not here because we took our own lives. We did not get the care promised to us by our governments. All of us watch failed policies turn into bloodshed. Listen to us, hear us, and think, was any of this worth it? Do these medals thank us for a job well done? No. Do they mask lies, yes, corruption, yes, and abuse of young men and women, yes, who swore to defend their country? Yes. We tear off this mask. Hear us.
My name is Alejandro Villatoro. Sergeant, I went to part of the invasion of Iraq in 2003 and Afghanistan in 2011. Believe me, I was a soldier. I was a squared away soldier, and I really believed in this mission. And I learned the Army values: loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. But after my experience, I realized that there is no integrity. Integrity, do what's legally and morally right, and we failed. So there is no honor in these wars. They're just shame.
My name is Matt Howard. I served in the United States Marine Corps from 2001 to 2006 and in Iraq twice. I'm turning in my Iraq Campaign Service Medal and Global War on Terror Service and Expeditionary Medals for all my brothers and sisters affected with traumatic brain injury, military sexual trauma, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Hi, my name is Zach Laporte, and I'm an Iraq War veteran from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thank you. I'm giving back my medals today because I feel like I was duped into an illegal war that was sold to me on the guise that I was going to be liberating the Iraqi people, when instead of liberating the people, I was liberating their oil fields.
And I'm Joshua, I'm a member of IBAW, and I'm from Chicago. And I honestly, friends, I'm here to tell you that I blame myself first. Should have done my homework. Should have realized the lies before I participated in them. So this symbolic act, this throwing of the medal, is for all those people out there who are wondering why we're doing it. Do your homework.
My name is Sean, and I was a nuclear biological chemical specialist for a war that didn't have any weapons of mass destruction.
My name is Jacob Flom. I was in the Air Force from 03 to 07. I joined the military so I could pay to go to college because it's the working class who fights the ruling class's wars. But I'm not fighting for imperialism anymore, I'm fighting against imperialism. And this is dedicated to all the courageous people who are under attack by the FBI, Carlos Montes and the Anti-War 23.
My name is Steve Atchison, I'm from Campbellsport, Wisconsin. I was a forward observer in the United States Army for just under 5 years. I deployed to Sadr City, Iraq in 2005, and I'm giving back my medals for the children of Iraq and Afghanistan. May they be able to forgive us for what we've done to them. May we begin to heal, and may we live in peace from here until eternity.
Joshua Shepherd, I spent 6 years in the United States Navy. These are not mine. They never were. They are instruments of control from this government. I will not continue to trade my humanity for false heroism.
My name is Brock McIntosh. I was in the Army National Guard and served in Afghanistan from November 08 to August 09. 2 months ago, I visited the monument at Ground Zero for my first time with two Afghans. The tragic monument. I'm going to toss this medal today for the 33,000 civilians who died in Afghanistan that won't have a monument built for them. And this is for the Afghan Youth Peace Volunteers.
I'm Graham Klempner. I'm an Army veteran. I spent a good amount of time in Afghanistan, and I just want everybody to look around. Take a second to look around. Look next to you right now. I'm talking to the police officers. I'm talking about everybody out here. There are thousands of people out here for something important. We're hearing, we're having a conversation for the first time in a long time. For many of us, for the first time. And I want to say that all of us, in some way or another, are trying to serve this great land that we live in. But it's only great because of what we do with it. And sometimes we make mistakes. And the way we change that is we admit our mistakes and we take responsibility for our mistakes. And we change and we become better and we do it together. So I'm returning my Global War on Terrorism medal because I don't fight wars on adjectives.
My name is Aaron Hughes. I served in the Illinois Army National Guard from 2000 to 2006. This medal right here, it's for Anthony Wagner. He died last year. This medal right here, it's for the one-third of the women in the military that are sexually assaulted by their peers. We talk about standing up for our sisters in Afghanistan, and we can't even take care of our sisters here. And this medal right here, it's because I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all of you. Sorry. We'd like everyone to hold that. Hold that in your heart. We've lost too much. It's about all that's been lost. It's about all that's been lost. Squad, attention! We're gonna ask that you part way so we can march out to the west. We'd like everyone to follow us. We encourage everyone to move and disperse to the west and hold that in your heart. If you would please give us that respect and allow us that. There are buses to the west. There's public transportation. Thank you all for coming here. Thank you for hearing these stories.
About 20 minutes after this announcement, altercations between police and demonstrators began, and police blocked off the surrounding streets. Police began to shut down the area surrounding the intervention, pushing other demonstrators back further on sidewalks, creating a roughly 3-4 block perimeter around the area.
Attention, attention. This is the Chicago Police Department. You are engaging in unlawful conduct. You are hereby ordered to immediately disperse. You must leave the immediate vicinity now. If you remain in the immediate vicinity, you will be in violation of the law and subject to arrest. If you fail to comply, you may be arrested and or be subject to other police enforcement action. Other police enforcement action may include actual physical removal, the use of deterrent noise, riot control agents, and or less lethal munitions, and other force necessary to effect your arrest. Thank you for your cooperation.
You must disperse this area and go west. This is the Chicago Police Department. You must disperse this area and go west.
A police guide had informed groups of demonstrators that police had been blocking off the east, north, and south sides of the demonstration as the veterans are beginning their ceremony. She said that they were prepared to enforce the boundaries quite seriously. But 5 minutes after she made those announcements, altercations between police and demonstrators broke out in the central area, and then police began marching from the south side in towards the main intersection. Currently, police are on the south, north, and east sides. Demonstrators remain on the west side of the intersection, which leads onto another road. Demonstrators' signs and flags can still be seen.
Attention, this is the Chicago Police Department. You must disperse to the west.
Any demonstrators who are able to get on the sidewalks on any side of the demonstration, which are being blocked off by metal signs, do not seem to be experiencing any force from police.
This is the Chicago Police Department.